Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden approves a military airdrop of aid into Gaza after chaotic encounter left more than 100 dead. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden says the U.S. will take more action to get humanitarian aid into Gaza a day after more than 100 Palestinians were killed in an encounter with Israeli troops. The president says the military will soon start airdrops of aid, noting the flow of help right now is nowhere near enough.
Innocent lives are on the line and children's lives are on the line.
The U.S. had been considering airdrops for months, and while yesterday's incident appeared to tip the balance, it won't be easy.
There's few military operations that are more complicated.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the airdrops will supplement overland air deliveries. The administration's pushing Israel to allow more truck convoys into Gaza. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pressure mounted on Israel over the deaths of the dozens of Palestinians during the incident in the Gaza, in which the crowd surrounded a convoy of aid trucks and soldiers opened fire. Reuters' Angela Johnston.
Four witnesses who spoke at the hospital in Gaza City in a video obtained by Reuters said they were fired upon by Israeli forces, some describing tanks and armed drones being involved. The incident has underscored the collapse of orderly aid deliveries in parts of Gaza occupied by Israeli forces with no administration in place. Reaction in Israel ranged between total support for soldiers coming from its ultra-right-wing security minister to a columnist in the biggest daily paper saying the incident would mark a turning point in the war and could lead to tough international pressure. Meanwhile, a humanitarian disaster and looming famine continue to plague the Gaza Strip.
And this is VOA News. A Russian man pleaded guilty Thursday to illegally exporting electronics to Russia for possible military use in violation of sanctions imposed after Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Maxim Marshenko, who lived in Hong Kong, operated a network with two other unidentified Russians that fraudulently bought large quantities of military-grade microelectronics from American distributors on behalf of Russian-based end users. That's according to the DOJ. Arrested in September of last year, the 51-year-old pleaded guilty to smuggling and money laundering in a New York court on Thursday. According to updated estimates from the World Health Organization and the International Group of Researchers, more than a billion people globally are now considered obese. With more, we have VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Obesity is so prevalent that it's become more common than being underweight in most nations, including those that struggle with undernourishment. Francisco Braca, director of the Department of Nutrition and Food Safety in the World Health Organization, calls the prevalence of obesity and underweight the double burden of malnutrition.
Obesity rates have been increasing in most of the world countries. Only a few countries have been able to keep the rates at the levels of 30 years ago. But in general, there's been a large increase both in high-income countries and in countries of lower income.
According to the WHO, obesity is a condition linked to an increased risk of numerous serious health problems. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
A New Jersey businessman has pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate in U.S. Senator Bob Menendez's corruption case. Details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Jose Uribe admitted he gave Menendez's wife a Mercedes-Benz in return for the senator stopping all investigations related to one of Uribe's associates. According to the plea agreement, Uribe could face up to 95 years in prison. He could get leniency because of his expected cooperation in the case. Authorities say Menendez and his wife accepted bribes of cash, gold bars, and the Mercedes in exchange for his help and influence over foreign affairs. The Menendezes have pleaded not guilty. Their trial is expected to start in May. I'm Ed Donahue.
Bangladesh firefighters said Friday that glaring safety lapses were responsible for a Dhaka restaurant blaze that killed 45 people, with more deaths likely among those rushed to the hospital in critical condition. Thursday night's fire began at a popular restaurant at the bottom of a seven-floor commercial property in the capital's upscale Bailey Road neighborhood. The entire building, home to several other eateries, was soon engulfed by flames. I'm Tommy McNeil.